Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Parker. Batting sixth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting third. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Al Newman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Alan Anderson. And now, play ball. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Lansford. The throw from Harper and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Canseco hits a pop-up into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gladden hits a fly ball into left field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hare hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Hare moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Hare moves to third. Bush moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dwyer strikes out. Two outs. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gagne is hit by the pitch. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. Gagne moves to second. 2 outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco, who is chasing the ball. Gladden reaches third base with a triple. Gagne scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hare is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hare takes first base on ball 4. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bush is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gallego hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a pop-up towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Puckett hits a fly ball into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Puckett scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Dwyer moves to second. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Newman reaches second base with a double. Dwyer scores. Gagne goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Twins. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gladden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a pop-up towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Anderson fires over to first and Larkin drops the ball. That's an error on Larkin. Canseco moves to second. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hare is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Puckett hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Parker. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Puckett scores. It's 5-0, Twins. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Dwyer moves to second. Greg Kitteret now pitching. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gallego hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gagne strikes out. One out. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Newman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hare is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hare strikes out. 1 out. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a pop-up towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hare settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-2 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Corsi now pitching. Tim Laudner pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Tim Laudner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Laudner hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gallego takes first base on ball 4. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lansford bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Newman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Newman hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gladden is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hare is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hare hits a line drive into left field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Moses now playing right field. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a pop-up towards third. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McGuire is 0-for-3 in the game. McGuire hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hare settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.